and zone touchdown, Chad Johnson.
Hey, I can catch that one sitting on the toilet.
Chad's out there. Yes! Got it! Throws long.
Got him!
Got Chad wide open! Touchdown, Chad Johnson!
If I get in the end zone, make sure you keep the camera on me.
You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. All calls on Press Row come via the Hardee's hotline at 648-1051. Hardee's, the home of charbroiled thick burgers and made-from-scratch biscuits. Check out your local Hardee's today for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Hardee's and ESPN 105.1 The Zone, Chattanooga's championship combination. Joining us now on the Hardee's hotline is former Cincinnati Bengals receiver Chad Johnson. Chad, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How's everything on your end?
It is going great. Thank you so much. I know you've been doing a lot of shows this week, and you've done some with T.O. Obviously, T.O. played right here, college ball in Chattanooga. Just your reaction this past weekend. He certainly had the numbers to be a instant Hall of Fame selection. Your reaction to that, and did it surprise you?
I mean, it didn't surprise me because, I mean, there's a process you have to go through, even with those that have put up great numbers where they have to continuously wait year in and year out based on personal issues or things that they've done off the field, maybe character issues, for whatever reason it might be. But to me, the Hall of Fame is about people with great stats and accolades and what they've done in between the lines. So if that was a Hall of Fame is supposed to be about, then T.O. should have been in before he even had the induction.
I want to ask you about another Chattanooga person that you may or may not know. This guy's from Chattanooga. Lee Dyer was the back judge that back in the day when you were waiting for that instant replay, you got the dollar bill and kind of offered it to him as a bribe. Was that one of those?
That was funny.
Yeah, he's from Chattanooga, and we kid him all the time about it. What, obviously a spur-of-the-moment thing. What kind of planning went into that back in the day?
I mean, none. It was just spur of the moment. I was just sitting there. I felt that play was a catch. All I remember is we were playing the Ravens, and I just thought, you know what, this would be really funny to keep, just to keep the mood light and keep the game, you know, funny, entertaining. And just having a little interaction between the ref and I, and I just got a dollar bill from someone on the sideline. We just tried to give it to the ref. And it's nothing malicious, man. It was just all in
right.
Good time.
All right, and of course, we're also in the heart of Tennessee territory, which is Peyton Manning territory. I mean,
right,
here is Peyton
right.
Manning winning a second Super Bowl, yet everybody, both here in Chattanooga, all over the country, mm-hmm. all everybody is talking about is Cam Newton, how yeah. he handled the press conference, should he have fallen on the fumble, made more. What is your reaction to why is Cam Newton so polarizing?
I think because he doesn't conform to the way the quarterback should play the position. I think Cam Newton, it's just being Cam Newton, and that doesn't sit well with a lot of people. I think the best thing for Cam Newton to do is continue being himself, which is how he got to where he is. As far as the press conference is concerned, I think he'll grow. He'll grow, he'll mature, he'll understand whether you lose it, whether you win or you lose, you know, being able to answer the questions. But I would rather him walk out before he says something he has no business and that he would regret.
You're listening to former Cincinnati Bengals receiver Chad Johnson here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Looking back on your career, and I know you said you were going to make the most of it and have a lot of fun, and it was, were you ever stunned at the moral outrage that it felt like a lot of people had against your celebrations, your, I mean,
No. If I paid any attention or if it bothered me, I would have stopped doing it after year two.
Right,
I didn't pay any of that any mind at all.
Did it in some ways add fuel to you doing it?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Now, 4 years removed from your career, your numbers are certainly worthy of talking about getting in the Hall of Fame. 11,000 career receiving yards. Do you lose any sleep, for lack of a better term, about being remembered more for the antics than the player, the 5-time Pro Bowler you were?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I'm one of those, man. Once I'm done playing, I've I'm done. That's it. What goes on after that, I can care less, you know? Life goes on, family, kids, you know, and just enjoying that in general. You know, the game of football is gone. It's over. When it's over, it's over. And normally they really don't care anything about you when you can't do anything for them. So I understood that, and I had that same mentality. I inducted myself. I forgot what year it was. I donned the yellow coat on the sideline. Yeah, because I understand the process. I understand the politics that goes into it. And I don't want to play your waiting game. I'd rather not. So right now I'm content. I'm at peace. So whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm not going to wait around until you're ready to put me in like in 2085 when I'm long gone. and then you want to, you know, well, we'll let him. No. You know what? I'm already in as far as I'm concerned.
What do you miss most about the game?
Just competing. That's it. Competing. I mean, being able to come out that tunnel at 1 o'clock, knowing I've said something throughout the week to antagonize those that I'm playing against in a fun way, and having to go out there and put up numbers week in and week out. I miss that. I miss the camaraderie.
You're listening to Chad Johnson, the former Cincinnati Bengals receiver, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Chad, the Bengals every year seem to have the talent, but, I mean, what an unbelievable meltdown this year in the playoffs when they had the game won. Can this franchise win a Super Bowl, or right now is it too dysfunctional?
No, of course they can win. Yeah, they can win right now, most definitely. Most definitely. I think it's going to happen at some point. I really thought this would have been the year. If not for Andy Dalton going down, I think this might have been the year we've gotten a little further than just the first round. And the funny fact is they played well enough to win the first round this year against Pittsburgh, but unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen through some things that occurred during the game. But they'll be back next year.
And I noticed you just said we, even though you spent the year with the Patriots. You're a lifelong Bengal.
I mean, that's all I knew. That's all I knew.
Gotcha. 4 years ago, you had a difficult situation that was publicized with the Hard Knocks. That was a tough time for you. How is the 2016 Chad Johnson different from what happened in 2012?
I mean, life is great now. You live, you learn, you go through the proper channels, the proper procedures you need to change who you are from back then. You know, I did that, and everything has been great now. You know, and like I said, I'm at peace. Of course, I'm a different individual than I was four or five years ago, and that's about it.
Now, Chad, when we have guests like you on, we like to put you through a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. Best football player in Oregon State history?
Ken Simonton.
Okay.
Who gave you the most difficult matchup on Sundays? Who covered you better than anybody?
Probably Dale Carter.
Interesting. All right, where do you fall in the Peyton or Brady debate? Do you have a strong, I mean, it's always a topic no matter what the
Whoa,
month here in Chattanooga.
That's a good one. If we're going based off numbers, you know, I guess we would have to go with Peyton.
What's your go-to dance move at a wedding?
Go-to dance move at the wedding? Electric slide.
All right.
Always.
Which team, give me the top two teams that you enjoyed beating most during your time in the NFL.
Enjoy beating most? I mean, it would be all of them. All of them. There was no specific team, but, you know, there were specific players that I enjoyed playing against. I love playing against Ray, most definitely, and Ed Reed. And I'd probably say, so just say Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
All right, let me ask you this. When Baltimore and Pittsburgh play, who do you pull for?
Nobody. that's a good one. Just enjoying the game.
Which of all your celebrations do you look back on and you still giggle?
The marriage proposal.
All right.
If you were the commissioner of the NFL, what rule would you change?
The celebration rule.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Chad, listen, we thank you so much for taking some time here on joining us here on Press Row. Best of luck to your life after football, and we can't thank you enough for joining us.
No, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, former Cincinnati Bengals receiver Chad Johnson joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.